This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning. Welcome all as we begin the Democrat convention in Philadelphia. We're already stirred up by controversy. Just a moment before I introduce my esteemed guest, and you'll want to stick around for this interview. Just got back from New York, another speaking engagement, and then managed to see Hillary's America. I'll make a comment on that as I open up. Dinesh D'Souza will be appearing on the show, and I'll get you a date for that. Dick Morris will be here tomorrow with Armageddon, but joining us right now with an important book and a terrific book. It's more than being important. It's great. F.H. Buckley is joining us. He is the author of The Once and Future King, The Rise of Crown Gov, and also The Morality of Laughter. The Rise of Crown Government in America. Pardon me, still trying to recover from New York. And The Morality of Laughter. He's a foundation professor at George Mason School of Law. He's got a great book out, The Way Back, Restoring the Promise of America. It's published by Encounter Books. And it's indeed a pleasure to have you on, FH.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, I want to open up by a comment I made about Dinesh D'Souza, and let me just say, and you can respond to it. If you haven't seen the movie, I suggest you see it today before the progressives pull it out of the theaters. The influence is incredible. This isn't the greatest movie I've ever seen, but it's the most important film I have ever seen coming at this time. And it focuses on our political system, which you talk about in this book, so the subject is very, very apropos. And give us an overview of what this book is about. And I want to address a couple of things Dinesh D'Souza said and the issue of inequality.
Well, I tell you, I wrote the book because I discovered something really surprising, which is we're no longer a really mobile country. And that blew me away because the idea of America is this is a country where whoever you are, wherever you're from, you can get ahead. And it turns out that that's no longer the case in the country of opportunity. It's places like Denmark and Canada, and that's just a shock to the system. And then I looked a little closer, and so you ask yourself, well, what happened? And what I realized was all the barriers come from things which the left, the progressives, like terrible schools, terrible immigration system, breakdown of the rule of law. Now, the rule of trial lawyers, that's all stuff they're deeply wedded to. So these are the people who complained about immobility, inequality in the 2012 election, but they're the guys who created the problem. So that's the point of the book.
Yeah, and it ties in a little. It ties in with Dinesh D'Souza's movie. And in that movie, we talk about the oppression of not only minorities and blacks, but everyone who has an ideology that is in opposition to it. It goes back to, well, it goes back to Andrew Jackson at the beginning of the movie to dispel all the myths that the Republicans are responsible for slavery and indentured servitude. Quite the opposite, but I kind of want to go through the whole movie today. Let me just make a statement, FH, by saying that there should never be income inequality, but the disparity should be narrowed by providing opportunities for those on the low end to move up, not for the equalization of income where we have a socialist state where incentive is gone. And I think the Democrats represent it. I call the Republicans the dumb party. They're the Democrats the evil party. Can you comment on that?
Totally right. I keep saying that myself, the dumb party and the stupid party. The stupid party and the evil party. It's the stupid party that bothers me. I mean, you know, Mitt Romney in 2012, decent guy, absolutely terrible campaigner. You know,
the worst,
gave it away. I mean, he came up with his 59-point plan. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you remember one point on that plan? I mean, nobody did. What we remembered was 47% of takers. Well, that was terrible, right? In other words, you know, he had just thrown the – if he announced that 47% of Americans didn't want him, he just threw the election.
He threw the election away. There was nothing wrong with what he said, but there's always a cell phone. There's Jimmy Carter's son-in-law. We live in a society today, you have to measure what you say and what you do. I'm so terrified in the society we live in, FH, that when I walk into any public office or anything and someone says, hey, what do you think about the election? I look around as if there are cameras. And 10 years ago, you would have thought I was paranoid. Today, it's a reality.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the guy's running for president, okay? But, you know, here's what I hated. I hate people who divide up Americans. You know, I hate people who say it's men against women, blacks against white. We're all Americans, right? And, you know, actually, it's a Democratic Party that exists to divide people, right? If they wanted to unify people, they'd entirely disappear. There'd be nothing left of them. So, you know, it should be the mission of a party to bring Americans together. And Romney threw that away with that comment.
He threw it away. And one other point on Romney and McCain, both of them were so self-righteous that they wouldn't take the heat for going after Obama on the issues and swallowed. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you have to swallow and accept, like Ted Cruz didn't do it, and he was my number one choice. And look at the outcome in the past 7.5 years. The reason I said the Dinesh D'Souza movie is the most important movie ever made, we cannot afford to lose this election. I'd rather have a braggadocio, a bully, in a sense a jerk, than someone who is evil, has committed treason, a pathological liar, and just a horrifically evil person who's the head of a criminal organization. And I keep telling people it's a choice.
You know, one of the big issues is corruption. And we've got a person here as the personification of corruption. I mean, this is just so easy to my way of thinking. I mean, look, I go back to supporting Trump about 12 months ago. And for me, it was just cold calculation. I looked at everybody and I said, there's only one guy who can beat Hillary. It's really that simple. I mean, it was just a practical calculation. But what was driving it was Hillary. What was driving it was, you know, have we so far sunk in measures of corruption that we're willing to tolerate this? I mean, is that America? I tell you, I haven't seen Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, but his last movie, Hillary's America, kind of earned him a stint of 8 months in jail. What I'm hearing about this one is it'll earn him a lifetime sentence.
Well, it's a lifetime sentence. He can't vote. He's on parole. Nobody has ever been subjected for this punishment for a misdemeanor, and he should have gotten a slap on the wrist. And I can go through former governor of Virginia, Bob O'Connell. And yet, let's take the flip side of that. Terry McAuliffe, who is as guilty as sin on a number of counts, that scandal, like every other Democrat scandal, is gone. And the Democrats, and I want to shift into the book here a little bit, shifting the blame to issues that are independent of any party's ideology, and it's related to technology. You know, there was going to be a loss of jobs because of our new technology. And it's funny how the parties use a lot of these issues, and we could go into a lot of them, but time is limited, in order to justify their rationale for being better than the other party. Racism, one of them. Who started racism? It was the Democrats. Yeah. Clear as a bell. See the movie.
Yeah.
Your comments. We're gonna hit into a break here. I got about 30 seconds. This segment went too fast. Let me have you make a closing statement. We'll come back after the break with your proposed solutions.
Well, Dinesh D'Souza is a good example of one thing I wrote about in the book, which is the politicization of criminal law. It's the way in which criminal law is used against political opponents. And this has looked a little bit like Russia.
Yeah, it is. And again, I say to you, and I'll say it a number of times after our guest F.H. Buckley departs at the bottom of the hour, please just drop what you're doing and see this movie. Please, this is appealing to, and this is, I don't mean this is an insult, it appeals to the ignorant and the stupid. If you are committed to vote for Trump, as I am and as our esteemed guest is, seeing the movie is really important, but not a necessity. All right, we're coming back. Terrific book, The Way Back, Restoring the Promise of America. What does H.F. Buckley say to solve the problems?
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great, he needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I've been believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
After school.
All right, we're back, and distinguished professor on School of Law at George Mason is joining us, and I'm really pleased to have him on, and I don't mind people. In fact, I encourage people of opposite political persuasion to come on. In this particular case, as I said during the break, I can't believe how much in sync we are. F. H. Buckley, the book is The Way Back, Restoring the Promise of America, and like I it's published by Encounter Books, and the same thing I'm saying to people who need to get educated and see a movie like Dinesh D'Souza's, just read this book, and you'll hopefully realize where we are and where we're heading. There are so many solutions, and I actually want you to get into some of them that you propose in the book, because time is limited. And one thing I'd like to say before we begin it, I'd like to see a return to state control, where states can make their own decisions or not on a federal level. And I could cite so many examples, whether we look at Obamacare and insurance or other issues. Your comments on that?
Well, absolutely. A couple of things. Number one, boy, you misidentified me. You said I'm at George Mason Law School. Hey, we've changed our name. We're now Scalia Law School. I don't know if you noted, but we're the Scalia Law School at George Mason University. Somebody gave us $30 million.
It doesn't say that on the jacket of the book.
No, that happened more recently. No,
all right.
I'm
glad you made the connection. I never knew him, but I already miss Scalia tremendously. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, listen. I tell you what I wanted to do in all of this. What I wanted to do was to divert attention from questions of inequality to immobility. I wanted to know why can't our kids move up? And I guess the point is we're more invested in our kids even than in ourselves. I mean, you think about our ancestors who came over here. You know, in many cases, they knew, you know, it was going to be harder for them in the New World than back where they were from, but it was all about the kids. So mobility is about the kids. And the question is, what can we do to get back to the kind of America we imagine where our kids are going to do great? And you know, the absolutely stunning poll number here is 60% of Americans say they don't think their kids will have it as well off as they did. Totally stunning. Okay, I mean, that just explains what's been happening in our politics. So, you know, what are the answers? Well, one is, you know, obviously a better school system. And a better immigration system. Now, let me talk about immigration for a minute. you know, we import immobility. We've got all these open border guys who say, oh, you know, I am compassionate. I worry about the, you know, the illegal aliens, the undocumented people. But, you know, when they say that, it's not that they're showing compassion for these guys whom they don't know. Rather, they're showing a want of compassion for Native Americans, right? So supposing you designed an immigration system geared towards making Native Americans better off, what would that look like? Well, you know what? It's real simple. You just undo all the craziness of our current system. You know, and the model I propose, which, you know, which basically everybody who studied immigration would agree with me. The model I propose is Canada. You know what they do with illegals there? Put them on a plane. They give them a refugee hearing, and if they wash out, you know, it's sayonara. And as for, you know, the great problem here actually is not the undocumented, it's the legal immigrants. Because we're just taking in people, you know, without regard to whether they'll make, you know, regular Native Americans better off. And the whole system in other countries, in Australia and Canada, is, are you going to make, you know, Australians, Canadians better off? Now, that's why it's not an issue there. We say we're the country of immigrants. We're about 15% Native, you know, foreign-born. Canada's 20, Australia's 25. That's the real country of immigrants. The amazing thing is it's not an issue there. You know, it's a political issue here because the people we bring in are not helping Native Americans. And I think it's totally proper to say, well, you know, if you're going to make, you know, us better off, come on in. Otherwise, no. So we import immobility. We import people who won't make as much as Americans. Their kids won't make as much as the children of Americans. And the effect goes down to the third generation. And you know, and so there's one big answer for why we're in a mobile country and why immigration is such an issue.
It's a tremendous issue. When they talk about, they play on Trump's statements about the cost of deportation. Granted, he speaks at a low level to the average person without a great deal of sophistication. It's because he's clever and shrewd, and he knows he can get a lot of people to understand what he's saying and plays upon their visceral response. It just happens to be the visceral feeling of this country happens to be accurate. Yeah, it would cost a lot for deportation. How much is it costing us in the way of dollars? You look at a huge bailout bill where the money was wasted. How much does it cost us in dollars to support illegals who come into this country? It's worth building a wall because it's worked in Israel and elsewhere, even in China, if you want to go back centuries. And what's the cost of not doing it? To me, it's not simple, but it's another no-brainer. And, you know, there's an old saying, the truth hurts. People who are taking handouts in this society, you know, if it's free, it's for me. They're under the same system that has dictated this country for the past two centuries. And it's frightening. Talk a little about tax rates, because you talk about lowering tax rates. And education reform, and I love what you say about both.
Well, I'll do that. Just give me a second on immigration. Donald Trump has plugged two books in the last year. One of them was mine, the other was his. And what he plugged specifically was what I had written about immigration. So if you wanted to know what a Trump immigration plan would look like, it's in my book. And I'm not in anti-immigration. I'm in favor of immigration. That'll make Americans better off. But as to other issues, you know, my suggestion with respect to education is real simple. You know, the Department of Education budget is $63 billion a year. What I would suggest is block grant the money to states that have voucher programs and take the Department of Education building on Independence Avenue and turn it into a Trump hotel or a parking lot. You know, it's not the case that the feds in Washington should be telling the states what to do. I mean, No Child Left Behind with Bush 43 was a mistake. Obama is telling the states how to run their education program. That's the last thing we need. We need competition between the states. We need states being able to go their own way. Okay? And that's going to be partly an answer.
All right. I wish we had more time. We'll have to have you back. The book is The Way Back, Restoring the Promise of America, F.H. Buckley, published by Encounter. And it gives us, it gives me and most of our listeners at least a hope that people like F.H. Buckley are also representing academia. F.H., thank you very much for joining us. So we'll be back after these messages.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
Many a day has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game.
All right, the late, great Tommy Edwards. And boy, I'll tell you, could he belt it out. A lot of great songs. Nice to be back. And I just have to say to people, it's not just New England where there are all kinds of locations. There's Washington, D.C. People think it's just Massachusetts. There's Rhode Island. I don't have the list in front of me, but boating in Boston is one of the greatest values that you could ever benefit from. You don't have to do anything. You just go down there. You pick a boat, whether it's a paddle boat, whether it's a sailboat, whether it's a row. My wife and I love kayaking, and several times a week we go out kayaking. And I mean, you can get a membership for the year, but even if you go out for an hour, you get tremendous exercise, great treatment. You don't have to start dragging things. You know, my brother used to say to me, come on, we'll go kayaking. I said, you know, you're going to put the boat on the car. He said, it's nothing. I'll do it. I said, that's not the point. I don't want to go through the hassle of doing it. I just want to get out there. You know, I'm the kind of guy, I don't belong to gyms or anything. I just get out there and I do what I have to do for exercise. It's just a personal thing. But who needs the hassle? There's no hassle. Go to boating in Boston. And after we left boating in Boston, and I know there'll be a limited engagement of Hillary's America, and I'm about halfway through the book. And I do this, you know, this is what I do professionally. So I don't mean to talk about arrogance. There was not all that much in the movie that I didn't already know. I got a little bit more of an education on racism, discrimination against blacks, which is the mantra of the Democrat Party. And then, of course, I use as the ultimate example, Saul Alinsky and how Obama and especially Hillary are disciples of Saul Alinsky. And that brings you forward in the movie after we go from Andrew Jackson up to, not in detail, but the presidencies of Martin Van Buren, certainly to Woodrow Wilson, racists, land grabbers, exploitation people. You know, I never knew how bad Andrew Jackson was, but that's the way it was then. And Abraham Lincoln was truly a man of the people. But the movie is so enlightening that I just sent out an email to a lot of people I knew, some who are of the same political persuasion, and then some who don't, I'm not curtailing my relationship with people whom I've known for years. And the responses are, you know, see this movie. It will change the ignorant and the stupid in our society. I know that sounds coarse. This election is the most important election in history, bar none. We've seen what the second most important election in history has done to this country with Barack Obama. It's destroyed it. This guy's in another universe, Obama, talking about how things was safer than we ever were. There's more. We're economically better off than we ever were, and we have to deal with climate change. You got that total and complete nitwit. I mean, I can't even believe when Kerry opens his mouth what he says. that global change is the biggest problem we have. And then throw in people like who are on the take, like Loretta Lynch, who say all these terrorists need love and understanding. Meanwhile, never referring to them as fundamental Islamic terrorists. I don't know how much you can take. I can't take it anymore, so that I now get feedback from a close friend or two who says, you know, you're really intolerable. You won't even listen to the other side. And if you want to call in the show at 888-205-2263, I'd be happy to do it. But no, I won't. Because do you know why? The debate is over. There is so much conclusive evidence right now in terms of what's happening in society that it takes someone who's deaf, dumb, blind, and stupid not to see it. You heard me say it. Deaf, dumb, blind, and stupid. And the typical response is, I've got a friend who, I hope he's listening. Jim, I hope you're listening. He was a speechwriter for Ted Kennedy. Sweet guy. I love him. We go out for lunch. And I sent him an email, and I told him, let me see if I got a copy of that. I don't think I can take the time to get it up here. I sent him an email telling him to see the movie. Where is his response? I should not do this on radio. But his response is so typical. So typical. I can't find it. So let me just parrot it. Typical response. I know this will upset you, but I'm not going to see Hillary's America. Remember, this is a speechwriter for Ted Kennedy, connected in political circles. I'm not going to see Hillary's America. I am nauseated by the thought of Donald Trump being president. Did you hear what F.H. Buckley said? He supports Trump. He supports Trump for the same reason I do. He teaches at one of the few conservative institutions, George Mason, and most of the people there were libertarians who supported Ted Cruz. And that's okay, because I supported Ted Cruz, and then a close second was Donald Trump, and then nobody else was on the map. You know, nice guys, people whom I like, a couple up there. I like Mike Huckabee. He's been a guest on my show. But these aren't the people who can make the changes that we have to make against the tides of evil that are upon us. It's frightening. And what Dinesh D'Souza did in that movie, the most important movie ever made. And it's going to be yanked out of the theaters. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because of the power of the establishment in this country, by the power of the far left, by the power of those people who don't want the truth disseminated to the American public. When it came to Hillary Clinton in the movie, there was nothing that I didn't know. When it came to Saul Alinsky and how brilliantly he orchestrated, he was nothing but a criminal with an idol called Lucifer, and he was worshipped by Hillary Clinton, worshipped even more so than Barack Obama, which scares the living daylights out of me. Hillary is the head of a criminal organization. Bill is her partner of necessity. She's utilized Bill for what she wanted. Bill utilized her. We all know about that relationship. She sold our secrets. And I hope that Putin, who the Democrats now, you know, they're talking about the convention in Philadelphia. Take a look at the guests. They got the mother of Mike Brown, a thug, on, but they're shunning the Philadelphia Police Department. The most disgusting, it's tough between her and John Kerry. But to me, I mean, the most thoroughly disgusting people are the Democratic National Convention leader, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and John Kerry. Debbie Wasserman Schultz has come out again, just like all the other corruption, which corroborates the movie Hillary's America. She's come out, and now they found out that emails were leaked that basically stole the election away from Bernie Sanders. And all I can say, Bernie, is have some, you know, politicians, they don't have any pride. Have some pride. You know, I do not like what Ted Cruz did at the Republican convention. I don't like it. But he stood up for his convictions. Nobody's going to insult my wife. Nobody's going to insult my father. Donald Trump came back, and I don't know where he was Friday, but you want to talk about the odd couple, he and Mike Pence, as opposed to Hillary and Tim Kaine. I don't espouse to Tim Kaine's political positions. I think he's the best candidate that she could have selected. Mayor, senator, governor, speaks Spanish fluently. The guy is really bright. He's pro-life. He's anti-trade, free trade in the in NAFTA. You know, for a progressive, because there aren't how many liberals left, are there? Liberal left in West Virginia. What's his name? It'll come to me. Anyway, Trump gets on. He looks really uneasy with Pence, doesn't he? I mean, it's a little comical, but you can't get, as Gingrich says, another pirate with either him or Chris Christie as vice president. It's a bad political risk. I think Pence was a good choice. I think Tim Kaine is a good choice, but neither of them will result in his presidency being won. And Trump gets out. Yeah, he puts a spin on things like everyone else, but he loves this country. And he doesn't always tell the truth. And he's bombastic, and he's a bully, and he's insulting. As I think back, boy, I'd like to have been insulting with those 16 people running for president, not to Mike Huckabee and, maybe even not to Carly Fiorina, but I mean, that's a disgusting group. I like Rick Perry, but he left early. I sort of like Scott Walker, but he left early. So Trump says basically that he did. The National Enquirer came out with a picture with Cruz and his father, and somebody else put in the picture of his wife with Heidi Cruz. Who can I tell you? This is good versus evil, folks. Trump wants to save America. All right, we're going to have a pleasant subject.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, after having some strong talk during the first three quarters of the show, I want to provide people with some entertainment and relaxation to see everything in life as a balance. And let me just make a statement before I introduce my next guest. I have been going to La Familia Giorgio's. I've lost track of the number of years. And it actually started many years ago when I did professional boxing, when Al Giorgio had a restaurant on Tremont Street. The food is extraordinary. I ran into Al Sr. I don't know how many years ago. And with all the, 164 Italian restaurants, I don't know how many there are in the North End. And I want to make a very objective statement. This is really objective. I've never eaten at a better Italian restaurant. Now, my criteria may just increase a little over others. In addition to the tremendous quality, the great service, and the huge portions, I have to say that the quality of food there, I love quantity. The quantity is enormous. The quality is great. It's La Familia Giorgio's, and it's located in Boston on Salem Street. You can go to La Familia, and it's, I better spell it, LaFamiliaGiorgio's. .com, LaFamiliaGiorgio's.com. And Al Jr. is joining us. Al, it's great to have. I finally coerced you into coming on.
Oh, it's good to be here.
It really is. And your father, your mother, and that whole staff there, Auntie and Teresa and Jody, I hate to start getting into names because then I leave someone out. What is the recipe for success in that restaurant? It's more than the tremendous quality and the quantity. What's the recipe for success? Because you're always busy and you always find a way to accommodate people. That ain't easy.
You know, we're a family style restaurant, so we gear to families, we gear to the everyday folk, so we keep it simple. You know, it's nothing, you know, there's so many great restaurants in the North End, but we're more old school type of restaurant. Obviously, our portions are too large. The quality's there, so we're just an old school restaurant that it just generation upon generation just comes to us. Just by keeping it simple. That's really a secret to success. Keep it simple.
Yeah, and you've done it, and you've kept it simple. How many seats do you have to accommodate people there, and should they be making reservations?
Well, we have 150 seats. So what we do is we take 125 on reservation, then we stop, then we keep 125 seats open for walk-ins.
Yeah, and I never demand any extras. It seems like I always get catered to, and then I look around, and everybody else gets catered to as well. And I can't believe how quickly, I don't mean instantaneously, because I like to enjoy the ambiance. I love the music. I love the atmosphere. I love everyone who comes in. But I can't believe how phenomenal the service was. And then when my wife and I left, I mean, the line was tremendous. So I recommend people make reservations. And if you go there once, I guarantee you, you'll keep going back and back and back. And Al said it and I said it. You know, I'm not going to color this. A lot of terrific restaurants in the North End. And I think the safest statement I can make, family style, generations, and there is no better Italian restaurant in the North End. What's the most common dish that people order? I mean, I was sitting there with my wife, and I'm a little bit salt conscious, and I'm sitting there, and I'm drooling now as I think about it. I'm watching everybody walk by with this, and I'm saying, oh, my God, would I love to sink my teeth. Oh, can I? And my wife says, listen, you know, we're having this, and stop looking at all this other food coming in. What are the most popular dishes?
Well, we have three main ones that I would say are most popular. We have a La Famiglia special, which is a creamy pesto sauce with chicken and veal in it and with homemade tortellini. So that's probably one of our most popular dishes. We have the Fonda Mari, which is mussels, clams, and calamari and different sauces. And that's probably our second most dish. And then actually my most favorite is a shrimp and scallop in a butter wine sauce with asparagus and zucchini. It's a very light summery dish. It's an awesome dish for summertime. And it's one of my most favorite. So those are our three most popular. We have a very large menu.
When you go there, next time you go in, just mention Stu Taylor sent you, and you'll be emailing me and thanking me for doing it. We had dessert. It's always difficult in desserts. I mean, I'm a nut for Spumoni. I have, and again, I don't mean to just focus on the quantity of it, because I had Spumoni at a top restaurant just the night before. It did not compare to what you serve. The portions are, the Spumoni is huge. I can split a Spumoni with my wife, and there's still tons left that you can't eat. Last night, I said, let's try something different. We had the lava cake with the gelato. I mean, it just blew me away. How often do you have to keep the staples? Do you ever add anything new?
Very seldom. Because people know what to expect at La Familia, we keep our menu the same. We run specials like we have right now. We have a cheese board with prosciutto and supersata and truffle honey and fig jam. It's probably one of our most popular specials we have for an appetizer, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And it's an invitation to, when you sit down, it opens your palate and all between the salty prosciutto and the sweetness of the fig jam, and then the supersata, which has its own crunchiness. And then we have the Parmigiano Reggiano. Oh, and both important.
I also want to say, because
mozzarella.
We have a minute, there are private function rooms that can accommodate over 100 people, and they know how to do it. I'll tell you that. La Familia knows how to do it. And they specialize in delivering party platters to your home or office. I mean, you don't have to go any further than La Familia Giorgio's. What are your hours? You're open 7 days a week. Quickly, what are the hours?
We're open from 11 in the morning to 10 at night, 7 days a week.
11 in the morning till 10 at night. Al, again, thanks for an incredible experience. I can't tell you how much joy you brought to my family and people I know all these years. And I honestly, goodness, feel with the names that I've mentioned, your mother, your father, I'll just single out to Teresa and Auntie. I feel like I'm with my own family every time I come. I'll see you soon. I can't wait to go back. Thanks, Al Giorgio.
Thank you.
All right. This is Stu Taylor wishing you a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Dick Morris, Armageddon.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.